Yes. An old foundation, of course, but I think you'll find Chantry very much up to date, Ebony.
Yes.
That's the library with the squash courts behind it. And here are the War Memorial cloisters with a plaque from 3945, as you see. Were you in the services?
Too young for the war, it must be.
Some of our staff did very well indeed. And the boys, too.
I did my national service in Malaya.
Two VCs we had. That is Great School. Lower 5B have the second form room on the left. Do you play any games?
Tennis and a bit of hockey.
I dare say they'll try it out on you to begin with. They're at an awkward stage, but a firm hand's all that's needed. Pelham had them well under control.
Was he my predecessor?
Yes. That brick building is the master's block. Oh, yes, you're married. Are you fixed up with lodgings?
After fashion, sir. We found a place down by the station.
On the whole, we have very few married masters.
We hope to find something better soon.
You must bring your wife up to dinner one night.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the college who might know...
One moment. Mr. Fotheringay.
Why, yes, headmaster.
This is Mr. Ebony, who's come to take Mr. Pelham's place for the remainder of the term. Mr. Kerry Fotheringay, our art master.
And third form French. How do you do?
How do you do?
Are you busy, Mr. Fotheringay?
No. I have the period out.
Ah, yes. And I wonder if you'd mind showing Mr. Ebony his form room at the end of the period.
Yes, pleasure.
And then the common room for luncheon. I'll see you later, Ebony, 2:30, and then we'll go through your timetable.
It is, I suppose, a gift or talent of headmasters always to find one idle. When I want to make use of people, they're always busy.
I guess I could find my way around alone if you haven't time.
No. I enjoy playing Virgil. Come over here and listen to the first circle of your hell.
Position of right. Ledger. Bentlin. Anyone. No.
1628. Bijou, caillou, shoe. Do you know Ebu, juju, poo?
Meaning a louse, Foxwell.
Alcibiades had gone to Sparta, put in order that he might...
In order that he might what?
Yes, it sounds just like my own school.
Still, you've only got half a term to do.
Well, I rather hope to stay on.
Mad!
You don't like it, huh?
It's hell. All schools are hell, nor are we out of them. In a moment you will hear the sound of the second circle. Unrestricted boy! See what I mean? Now I'll show you your form room. By the way, there are no boys in this college.
What?
No. All are men. They insist on it. And after all, why not? They talk like men. They think like men. In their absence, they even smell like men, don't they?
This is mine, isn't it?
Yes, all yours. I dare say there are a few of Pelham's things in the desk, but his heirs won't grudge them.
What did he do?
An accident. Last week. He went for a walk. A sea mist came down. He went too near the edge of the cliff and fell over.
What a shocking business.
What a merciful release.
He was ill?
No. Just sick. Of lower 5B.
Are they rare so awful?
Well, this forms a kind of filter. You either have clever small boys who are on their way through, or very stupid older ones who are waiting for their parents to realise that they're wasting the money. It's not a good mixture. Have you got a car?
No.
A pity. We might have nipped down to the Green Man for a quick one before lunch.
Is the common room dry?
No, but I am. And you get jocular remarks if you order more than a pint with your lunch. Well, that's for whore. Did you ever wonder, as a boy, what delicious things the staff were fed on?
Yes, I suppose I did.
Yeah, well, now you're going to find out.
Aggerich, Angerton, Borby, Bunga Bank, Hoistermouth, Cuthbun, Hog, Lipstrub, Mud, Muffet, Mun, Major, Oris, Root, Turhue, Trindle, Unman, Whittling, and Zygo absent. Yes, Mr. Ebony, that's your list. And your first period is 9 o'clock tomorrow. History. Good.
Is there anything I ought to know about any of them, sir?
Oh, I expect you'll soon find out everything about all of them.
I mean, any problem boys?
Boys are never a problem, given discipline. If you should have any trouble, just send the boy to his housemaster with a note. Or to me.
Mr. Farthingale said they were something of a mixture.
Have you met Mr. Winstanley yet? He's head of our math side.
I believe he was in the common room at lunchtime, sir, but I didn't speak
to him. The very best type of schoolmaster, yes.
Well,
I expect you want to get settled in at your flat.
Yes.
Well, if there's anything, let me know.
Oh, those trains.
Well, I've looked in every newsagent's window in the town for somewhere else, but all they seem to deal in here are second-hand prams and old gramophone records.
Oh, I suppose we can put up with this place for a week or two.
Well, you can, up at school. What about me?
I know, Nigel, but it isn't forever.
I thought you wanted a permanent job here.
Yes, but I don't think I'll get one.
Why? Did the headmaster say something?
Not really. Just a feeling.
Anyhow, I can't see that you'd want to stay here.
Well, I'd really like you to have a chance to be here.
What's in this awful hole?
Well, darling, Chantry's a good school. To have been here at all on my first job is a help to my career.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Don't you want me to have a career?
Oh, Lammy, yes. But honestly, schoolmastering.
Well, I'm sorry. It's what I want to do. You knew it when you married me.
It's the thought of all those wives that gets me down.
There aren't many here. He and the headmaster's a bachelor. Oh, he wants us to dine with him.
When?
Didn't say.
Well, that was rude.
What?
To issue a vague invitation.
Well, he's a busy man.
Oh, so are you.
Yes, but... Oh, hell. Let's go out.
What?
Let's go out.
Aggeridge.
Here.
Ackerson.
Here.
Borby.
Here.
Bungabine.
Here.
Troismuth.
Here.
Cuthbun.
Here.
Hog.
Here.
Lipstrom.
Here.
Mud.
Here.
Muffet.
Here.
Mun Major.
Here.
Oris.
Yep.
Root.
Here.
Peter.
Yes,
Cuthbun, sir.
Yes, Cuthbun.
Mr. Pelham used to make a joke there, sir. He used to call them out together. Oris Root, you know, sir. They use it for sending soap.
And we used to answer together. Root and me, sir.
Root and I.
And we all laughed.
All right.
Bungabine, sir.
That will do. Terhue?
Yeah.
Trindle?
Yeah.
Unman?
Yeah.
Witchering?
Yeah.
And Zygo?
Absent.
Yes, so I understand.
He was ill, sir.
With an unknown disease.
And his father took him to Jamaica, sir.
To recover, sir.
And when he has, he'll come back, sir.
That's why his name's still on the list, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
Jamaica's in the Caribbean, sir.
Yes, Cuthbun, I know that.
Have you ever been there, sir?
No.
Mr. Pelham went there once. Twice. Once. The other time was Trinidad.
He went to Jamaica the time he went to Trinidad as well.
Quiet. This is all very interesting, but not...
Ow!
Who is that? You. What's your name?
Whittling, sir. Wet Whittling, sir.
Quiet. Come out here, Whittling.
Mr. Pelham called him Wet Whittling, sir.
Quiet. Now, Whittling, why did you make that noise?
Sir, I was jabbed, sir.
Jabbed?
With a compass, sir.
Who jabbed you?
I don't know, sir.
Well, get back to your place and wipe the ink off your chin.
Sir.
And I don't want any more fooling about or there'll be trouble.
Sir?
Cuthbun?
I don't understand, sir.
What do you not understand, Cuthbun?
I don't want any more fooling about, or there'll be trouble. It doesn't make sense, sir. Do you mean there'll be trouble if you do want fooling about?
I mean that if there is any more fooling about, verbal or practical, there will be trouble.
Oh, I see, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Pelham always told us we had to be frightfully clever with our English, sir.
And he was quite right, Cloistermouth. Now then. Mario and Paddy's History of England, Chapter 9. All right, all right. Has anyone read Chapter 9?
Yes, sir.
Good. Terhew. Perhaps you'll give us an outline of its contents.
Me, sir? Oh, no, sir.
Why not?
I haven't read it, sir.
You said you had.
No, sir. You asked if anyone read it, and I said yes, sir. Cuthbert has. He's read The Doctor.
The whole book. It ends with a general strike.
Does it? Well, tell us about Chapter 9.
Actually, sir, I left that chapter out. Terhew was wrong.
Oh, I was terribly sorry.
Shut up,
sir. But I am, sir, really.
Why did you leave that chapter out, Cuthbert?
Because Mr. Pelham says the Wars of the Roses were not worth bothering about.
Yes, he did, sir, really.
Oh. Well, in that case, we will read it together.
But, sir...
Yes, Cuthbert?
Mr. Pelham did say, sir, that if it's not worth bothering about, surely it's a waste of time reading it.
I consider they are worth bothering about.
Mr. Pelham was quite definite.
Nevertheless, we will read it.
Sir, please, sir.
Yes, Aggridge?
May we have a window open, sir?
No.
Mr. Pelham said it was bad for our lungs to work in a stuffy atmosphere.
And Aggridge has to have good lungs, sir. He's in the 2nd 11th.
Well, I think it's bad for us to work in a draught. Begin reading. Wittering?
Me, sir?
Yes, go on.
The Wars of the Roses. In 1453, at the Coles.
What?
Coles?
Spell it.
C-L-O-S-E.
Which is what?
Close.
No, close.
Close of the 100 Years' War. England was in,
Well?
Grand century.
No wittering, a condition bordering upon anarchy. Can't you read?
Not allowed, sir.
I asked Wittery.
Mr. Pelham never put him on to read. He said life was too short.
I asked Wittery.
Mr. Pelham's life was too short.
What? Now, I did wish to crack the whip on our first morning together, but I will if you make me. I want no further interruptions.
But, sir...
Did you hear me?
Sir, Mr. Pelham said we were always to ask if we didn't know anything.
I do not care what Mr. Pelham said.
Ooh, sir!
Now, look here. I know his death must have been a great shock to you, but life goes on and there is work to be done. We will get through this chapter this morning. Or if not, we will do it this afternoon.
But, sir, it's a half holiday.
Yes, Terhew.
And it's a 2nd 11 match.
Yes, Aggridge. Continue reading.
Many of the nobles were virtually little kings, raising their own armies and levying their own taxes. But the authority of the crown...
Stop! Who is muttering?
Me, sir.
Anna, did you hear what I said?
Yes.
He can't help it, sir. He said hypotenuse all the time.
He likes the word.
Mr. Pelham said he was hypotenuse by it.
Stop! Very well. You've had your warning. The form will stay in this afternoon from 2:30 until I'm satisfied with your behaviour.
It's not all right, is it?
No, Cloistermouth? Tell me why not.
Well, sir, Mr. Pelham did it once. The week before last, sir. And that was why they killed him.
Cloistermouth, take this note to the headmaster.
No, sir.
At once.
What did you say, sir?
That you have been insolent.
But, sir, I haven't. Only truthful.
That's right.
Go on, Cloistermouth.
No, sir.
Very well, then I shall fetch the headmaster here.
You're looking awful fool, sir.
Yes?
If you hit me, sir, there'll be a terrific row.
Four masters aren't allowed to hit us.
You'll be sacked.
And after all, he was telling the truth, sir.
I always do.
Oh, yes? And how did you kill Mr. Pelham?
We murdered him.
On Signal Cliff, sir. That's the big one on this side of the town. He always went there for a walk in the afternoon, sir. The day after he kept us in, we waited for him.
Six of us.
In the bushes. He came up quite slowly, panting a bit.
He paused at the top and took out his handkerchief.
The buck was coming in from the sea. Then we came up from the bushes all around him. He started to say something.
But we must have gone on the ground. Rabbit tackle.
His bed fell off and he started lashing out.
So we hit him on the head with a stone.
K.O.
Get away, then we carried him to the edge and chucked him off. A one, a two, a three, and away.
And there was blood on the stone. So we threw that over too.
Dead easy.
Nobody saw us because of the fog.
The perfect crime.
Hardly.
Why not, sir?
If you had done it.
We did.
You spotted it all by telling me. Your vanity would have given you away.
But we have told you, sir.
If I believed you, I'd tell the police. Through the headmaster, of course.
But that wouldn't do any good, sir. You don't know which of us did it.
The police would find out, Capone. They'd get you one by one and question you.
We've all got alibis, sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Clearly we have. I was in chapel with Anna and Muffet, polishing the candlesticks. Sir, you, Hawk, and me were having tea in Oris's study.
Agamish, Root, and Trindle were paying fives with me. I was in the armory with Bobby and Acton. We were cleaning our equipment web for the CCF parade. And Mud and Mun and me were doing detention, sir.
I mean to say, sir, we can prove it. There are at least two witnesses for every member of the form.
Oh, headmaster.
Carry on, Mr. Ebony. Take no notice of me.
Yes,
The Battle of St. Albans, 1455. The Battle of Wakefield, 1461.
1460, Capon.
Sorry, sir. Hickley Moor and Hexham, 1464. He's gone. There you are, sir. We're good to televise.
Well, tell me something.
There's nothing to tell.
But after your first day in your chosen career, there must be something. What did you teach?
History, then Latin. I tell you this morning.
I just wondered if the day went according to plan.
Yes, it did.
Did you see the headmaster?
Yes, he came into the form room.
What did he say?
Carry on.
Oh. Well, did he mention our going to dinner with him?
No, Nadia, how could he in front of the four?
Why, there's nothing disgraceful about it.
Well, of course he couldn't.
There's no need to get annoyed.
I'm sorry, darling. It's been a long day. Let's go out.
What for? It's 9:30.
Oh, we might have a drink or something.
Oh, now you go. I'm tired. No sleep last night with those trains.
Yes, right. But I won't be long.
You can't be. They're shut at 10.
And here's my old friend Ebony. Found his way to the shallow end at last. What'll you take half a pint of?
Bitter, please, Mr. Farthingale.
I am never called Farthingale except by the headmaster. Two halves, please, Fred. Some call me Carey, and the boys something ruder. I'm very pleased to see you. We will battle against the wind together.
The wind?
The merciless wind of success which howls through the cloisters of Chantry. Don't you think?
It's a good school.
Yes, yes, but they've landed themselves a couple of failures for masters, you and me.
Well, I don't know.
I do. I'm a connoisseur of failure. I can smell it. Roll it around my mouth. Tell you the vintage and the side of the hill that grew it.
Will you have another beer?
Yes, thank you very much. Fred. Yes, yes, I know all the stages. I've been through them. From noticing that other people seem to be luckier than you to pretending you don't mind when a successful man breaks off his conversation to talk to another successful man. On you, I can sniff the young green failure.
That's kind of you to mention.
No, don't let it discourage you.
I dare.
Because you're 23, you think you can beat it. But you can't. No, it's bred in the bone. This stuff helps, though.
Tell me, Pelham, what was he like?
It was a delayed failure with quite a strong flavour of success about him. Even I didn't recognise it until he'd been here a year or two, but then I noticed the way he kept looking at the top of other people's heads to see whether they were getting as bald as he was, and I knew.
And don't successful men go bald?
Like it's my dear chap, but they never bother about what other people are doing. No. Pelham was a failure.
And he fell off a cliff?
In a fog.
Was there an inquiry?
Well, I suppose so. I mean, somebody presumably said, "Where's Pelham?" Somebody else said, "Fallen over a cliff." Why? Fog.
The police weren't called in.
The verdict was accidental death.
And the headmaster asked no questions. question.
What?
Amongst the boys, I mean.
The men, you mean? Really? How very simple you are. What are you going to be when you grow up? An engine driver? No. Schools have an intense dislike of death, my child. It simply is not done for a master to die in term time. Really. What else are the long holidays for?
Look, Kerry, I'm...
Last orders, please. Last orders.
Here, Fred, come on, quick here. Come on, put over with him. Come on, pints this time. If we're quick, we can squeeze in. Come on, Fred, come here.
Oh. 7:30.
Oh, it's much too early.
Good morning.
Oh, morning. Well, are you in better temper than you were last night?
Yes. Are you?
Oh, I was tired and cross. Sleep's a wonderful thing.
What?
Oh, I'll get you some breakfast while you shave.
Played me up a bit yesterday. Form, I mean. Still, I'll sort them out today. I wish I was a French schoolmaster.
Why?
Beards, they all wear beards, no shaving.
Funny to be a French schoolmaster's wife.
Her husbands lie in bed whilst they get breakfast.
Still, I dare say they have their points.
Such as?
Oh, I don't know. French are good at some things.
Huh?
I knew a French boy once.
In Oxford, who?
Oh, before your time. Come on, Lemmy, shave or you'll be late.
Agridge?
Here.
Axel?
Here.
Bobby?
Here.
Bungabine?
Here.
Christmouth?
Here.
Cuthbun?
Here.
Hogg?
Here.
Lipstrub?
Here.
Mud?
Here.
Muffet?
Here.
Munmajor?
Here.
Horace?
Here.
Root?
Here.
Terhew?
Here.
Trindle?
Here.
Unman?
Here.
Wittering?
Here.
And Zygo?
Horace?
Sir?
Copy out the formulas 25 times and bring it to me tomorrow morning.
Sir.
Has anybody else got anything to say?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cuthbun. A double Latin period, I believe. Wipe the board, Andrew.
Yes, sir. Cuthbun's paper on the floor there. Put it in the basket.
Yes, sir.
We'll start with a short test paper. 10 sentences. Put your name and initials on the right-hand corner of the paper. Are you ready, Agrish?
Yes, sir.
One. My mother is going to Capua in order to visit her uncle. Two. The citizens of Rome need bread, but the emperor will not give them any. Three, yesterday we went to Padua, where we saw the man who sells horses. Bungabine.
Sir?
It's your end paper, not her heels.
Sir, I shan't get any marks if I do.
Come out here, Bungabine.
Yes, sir.
Stand there. Now, I give you all one last warning. Yesterday was my first day, and you had a bit of fun at my expense. From now on, it will be different. Any insolence will be punished.
Please, sir, would you open your desk?
Be quiet, close your mouth.
Oh, there's something for you. A parcel.
What? If this is another joke, there will be serious trouble.
It's not a joke, sir.
A wallet.
Mr. Pelham's wallet, sir, with a picture of his niece.
Yum, yum, yum.
Quiet!
Shut up!
You can see the blood stains on the letter, sir.
Where did you get this?
It fell out of his pocket, sir, as we were carrying him to the cliff edge. There was £2 in it. Bobby spent it.
On cupcakes.
Go back to your place, Bungabine.
Yes, sir.
Law, remain here and keep quiet. Hagrid, you're in charge.
Yes, sir.
Oh, where are you going, sir?
See the headmaster.
I must remind you that should you wish to remove your boy, one term's notice will be required. Yes?
Headmaster.
Come in, Mr. Ebony. That's all for the moment, Miss Gamble. Is something wrong?
I thought I'd better bring you this, Mr. Pelham's wallet.
Mr. Pelham.
I found it in his desk.
I will see that it's forwarded to his next of kin. But I really don't think you need have left your form in the middle of a period.
It was in his pocket when he was killed.
It's a practice which we always discourage here. Every period should be worked through, whatever happens.
Sir, there are bloodstains on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wondered if the police oughtn't to see it.
The death of a master in term time, Ebony, is a matter that has to be treated with the greatest possible delicacy. Boys are hysterical creatures. They love to dwell on the details of violent death. It was a most unfortunate accident, and frankly, the less said about it, the better.
Supposing it wasn't an accident?
I think perhaps lower 5B have been left to their own devices for long enough. Miss Gamble.
But
I discourage any discussion of the matter, won't you? Oh, and Ebony, I wonder if you and your wife would come and dine with me on Sunday evening after chapel. I expect I shall see you.
Aggridge, our lecturer charge. What was that noise?
We were beating Wittering, sir.
Beating him?
For being the wettest man at Chantry.
We often do it. What did the headmaster say, sir?
On the whole, Ebony, the less said the better. Perhaps you had better return to Lower 5B. They have been left to their own devices too long.
He didn't believe you, did he, sir?
He is dealing with the matter himself.
If he had believed you, he would have come along.
Ebony didn't tell him. Didn't dare.
Well, of course not. How could he? He knows we just say he was talking nonsense.
That he'd made it up himself.
Hysterical.
But you believe us, don't you, sir?
Now, look here,
of course he does. We'll give him a shoe if he doesn't.
Mr. Pelham's shoe, sir.
He came off in the struggle. He was kicking.
Before he bashed his head in.
Would you like the shoe, sir?
Stop it, stop it.
Hysterical.
Shut up, bang.
I'll beat you up.
Now, sir, had we not better work out a modus vivendi?
A what?
A way of life, sir. After all, there is no reason why we should not peacefully coexist. You don't want to be sacked from your first job, do you, sir?
No, he wants us to be a credit to him.
And we will be, sir. We really will be. There'll be no fun in ragging you now we've got you fixed.
Do you think you have?
We know we have.
But we'll give him 24 hours to think it over, but not to talk it over.
He looks silly if he talked.
And now we better get on with our Latin. Sentence number 4, please, sir.
Sentence number 4.
Number 3 was yesterday we went to Padua, where we saw a man who sells horses.
Sentence number 4. The master teaches well, therefore has many pupils. Number 5.
Now, that's a great improvement, my dear John. In here just after opening time instead of just before closing time.
Okay, I must talk to you.
Fred, as before. We ought to be in chapel. At least you ought. Art masters are well known to worship Belial, but the head likes to see the rest of the staff there. Can't think why. I always hate seeing him there.
Carrie, please.
Yes?
I must tell someone.
And I, being no importance, am the one to tell, yes, yes.
My form. Say they murdered Mr. Pelham.
Oh, splendid! Oh, splendid! Hooray!
But, Kerry, I think they did.
Oh, even better! How?
They attacked him on the cliff and threw him over.
Yes, I suppose it's possible. Louts like Lipstrob and Terhue could overpower him easily enough.
They're devils. They know I don't report it, because if I do, they'll just deny it.
And it wouldn't make it popular.
I tried today, but they just wouldn't listen.
He never does, but he takes it all in. One of the secrets of success.
They produced Pelham's wallet that had fallen from his pocket. They say they got one of his shoes.
That's an unwise thing to keep.
They don't care. Ones that didn't actually do it will give alibis for the ones that did.
That's very neat. There must be some highly promising material in that form.
What shakes me is the way they all work together.
Cuthbun, of course, he's clever. And that slimy little cloister mouth. Terhue's a dark horse.
What I've got to know is, who's the leader?
Well, doesn't it show?
No. Sometimes it seems to be one, sometimes another. Fred?
It's not the cleverest. Never is. No, indeed no. It's not the toughest either.
If I can find the leader, the one who thought all this up, then I can deal with him.
How?
Well, I can get him on his own without the form behind him. Make him confess.
And then?
Take him to the head.
That sounds very simple.
Trouble is, finding him.
Yes, I think you've hit that particular nail bang on the ear. Well, I'd better start by calling him X. A Napoleon of crime, this boy X. Now, who can he be? Aggeridge? No. He's in the second 11. Ankerton? No, too colourless. Who's next?
Bobby.
Now, his ears stick out. Bungabine's a buffoon, Cloistermouth too small, and so is Cuthbert.
He's clever.
Brains aren't everything. Hog. No, don't remember Hog. Can't be him. Lipstrob's too oafish. Muffet's bandy-legged. Mud's spectacles are too thick. Mun Major's too hairy. Oris is a clown. Root's a friend of Oris's. Aha! Turn you!
Perhaps.
No. Too quick-tempered. Trindle's got boils. Unman has a hypotenuse fixation. Withering's covered with ink. Perhaps it's Zygo.
He isn't there.
Well, that solves everything, then. You can't find X because Zed's gone off to Tricamelee to get over his acne.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Kelly, can't you see I'm desperate? What can I do?
Have another drink, my dear fellow. Fred, here, I'll tell you what.
Yes?
Get on the right side of them and they'd be jolly handy for dealing with your enemies.
I suppose you never thought about me sitting here waiting for you, cooking a meal that's got cold while you're out drinking yourself stupid.
Ah, dear darling, I'm sorry. I had something terribly important to talk about with Carrie Fivinger.
Your wife, of course, being of no importance at all.
Oh, Headmaster's invited us to dinner on Sunday.
What time?
After chapel. I said we'd meet him then.
Yes, but what time?
Around about 7, but it varies a bit with the sermon.
So we hang around waiting?
No, I thought we'd attend it. What?
Me? Go to chapel?
Well, I'm expected to go from time to time. You might as well come too.
I see. It's all right to have me with you when you're sitting through a deadly service, but not when you're out enjoying yourself.
Oh, Nadia, for heaven's sake, don't take that attitude.
Well, I don't know what attitude you expect me to take after spending the whole evening out and coming home, reaching a beer.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bungabine.
Yeah.
Cloistermouth.
Yeah.
Cuthbun.
Yeah.
Hog.
Yeah.
Lipstrom.
Yeah.
Mud.
Yeah.
Muffet.
Yep.
Mun Major.
Yeah.
Oris.
Yeah.
Root.
Yeah.
Terhue.
Yeah.
Trindle.
Yeah.
Unman.
Yeah.
Witchery.
Yeah.
And Zygo!
Absent. Well, sir, and have you thought it over?
What exactly were you thinking of yesterday when you talked about a modus vivendi?
Oh, good, sir. You have thought it over.
Shut up, Feisty. Let's hear from Cuthbert.
Well, sir, for a start, we propose to do a minimum amount of work.
I'm surprised you propose to do any.
Oh, yes, sir. There are 6 of us with brains, and we all intend to get scholarships to the university. So we need your services for half of each period.
What about the others?
We're all right, sir. We'll just leave and play cards quietly, or go to sleep.
They aren't interested in learning, you see.
What happens in 6 weeks' time when the exams take place?
You'll be correcting the papers, sir. They'll work out a suitable mark for everyone.
Nothing showy, just what you'd expect. Only a bit better.
And what do you propose to do with the other half of each period?
Make money, sir.
Oh, yeah?
We hope you make a great deal. Trindle will explain.
Oh, it's simple, really, sir. We've each put £2 into a pool. That gives us £34 to play with. Now take tomorrow, sir, Saturday. Well, there's racing at Alexandra Park. You all can Cheltenham. We propose to cover the first 12 races in all. We shall back the favourite in each race 10 bob to win. That's £6. And we will have an each way bet of 10 bob on one other horse in each race at reasonable odds.
8 or 10 to 1.
We study form for that one, sir.
And if we're down in the afternoon, we halve our stake next time. But if we're up, we double it.
Is your father a bookmaker, Trindle?
No, sir. He's an archdeacon.
Well, if he had been a bookmaker, he'd have told you that no system ever wins in the long run.
The element of chance in this, sir, is negligible. We'll be content with a comparatively small return on a large stake.
It's going to the long odds that bust, sir.
And who do you think is going to take your bets?
A Mr. Mackenzie, sir. He's a bookmaker in the town. You will do the actual placing, of course.
We've been using Wally, the underporter. You can only trust him with small stuff.
Oh, too bad. You trust me?
Oh, yes, sir.
Now to be right.
Quiet. Someone's coming. Horace?
La cigale et en chante. Toute l'été.
Oh, good morning, Headmaster.
Good morning, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Carry on, Ebony, just ignore me.
Yes. Horace?
The cricket, having sung all summer, the trouva fort de pourvu, quand la bise fu venu, found itself a bit short when the cold wind came.
No, a bit short is too slangy. Let's have another word. Average?
Deprived?
Not good sense. Terhue.
Destitute, sir.
Yes, that's better. Carry on. Trindle?
Ha, so, Betty, more so, de...
Please, sir?
Yes, Kaffa?
Sir, where's the pourvu feminine, please?
It's agreeing with La Cigale. As a matter of fact, or as it would have been better to translate Satruva as found herself. You'll see in a moment that El Allah crée famine. Not only are they feminine nouns, but La Fontaine is thinking of them as being women. Housewives.
Don't put Trindon to do French again, sir.
No, sir.
He's no good at it.
So I noticed.
Well, give me a list, sir. I've heard him do what?
Yes, and you'll only have to remember which period we're in and call on where it's suitable.
You see, sir, we can trust each other, can't we?
I wonder why I wanted to paint. It seems a very rum thing now to have wanted to do. Not having to get up early in the morning, I suppose. That helped me to decide, and lots of girls around, of course. And now I have to get up before the sun and teach the bottom of the school about the pencil of its half-witted uncle, Fred!
Do you know where a man called Mackenzie lives? Ballantyne Terrace?
Honest Jack Mackenzie, the Burnham Scales' best friend. Go down to the front, turn left, then right, but don't go in the daytime.
Why not?
This place is full of eyes, and they all belong to the headmaster. Little peepers everywhere, disguised as lampposts, letterboxes, dustbins, and ornamental shrubs. They see us come in here, they see us go out. They smell our breath, they note the slurring of our speech. They tell.
You've got persecution mania.
Had it for years, it comes from being persecuted. Terrible thing, you know.
Persecution?
No, about women. When you're young, you sometimes catch the eye of a girl and you know she's looking at you and you say, ah! Only a few years later, hardly time for a tree to reach your shoulder, and you still catch an eye from time to time. What you say then is, silly old bag at her age too.
Fred.
Do you know why I go about like a tramp? It's not the artistic temperament, not even to annoy the headmaster, not even money. It's because I can't bear those three-sided mirrors in the tailor shops. Oh, thank you very much. Good health.
And yours.
I used to love them.
Then in the last race at York, our each-way bet could either be Lady Lou or Coppernock.
Coppernock won at Leanfield last month.
Over shorter distance.
What was the going like, Cloyston?
There was rain in the north yesterday.
Lady Lou was sired by an Oaks winner.
Oh, it might mean anything.
She's been placed in the last two races.
Okay, then. Lady Lou each way. Here you are, sir. That's a lot.
And here's the money, sir. £18. And one of us will be in here to collect at 6 o'clock.
Two of us.
Yes, all right. You nip shop. There she goes.
See you later, sir.
Twice, one moment.
See you later, chap.
Shut the door.
Sit down.
You'll give me a note, sir, won't you? If I'm late for Hall.
Yes, but I don't want words. Tell me, Christ love, whose idea was it?
Oh, I don't know, sir. Several of us were talking together about how Trindle won £10 in the holidays, and...
No, not the racing. The other thing.
The other thing, sir?
Mr. Pelham.
Well, sir, I suppose it was Mrs. Pelham's idea in the first place, or his father's...
Don't try and be funny. Answer me.
What is the question, sir?
Who first thought of killing Mr. Pelham?
I don't know, sir.
Somebody must have thought of it.
Yes, sir. I suppose they must.
Sort of ringleader?
Yes, sir.
Someone that you're perhaps rather afraid of?
Sir.
Because having had the idea, he would have to make sure that none of you gave him away.
No, he wouldn't want that, sir.
Perhaps he threatened you, after all. He's had one murder done.
Yes, sir.
But, Closemouth, it's silly to go on being afraid of someone like that.
Is it, sir?
After all, you'd only have to tell me his name. And you'd
never see him again.
Sir?
Yes?
Don't you feel squally when you're talking like that?
Now, look here, Postmaster.
Thomas, can I, sir?
Oh, there you are. Am I interrupting something private?
No. All right, Postmaster.
Sir?
Something tells me that was not the truth.
You didn't interrupt. I had nothing more to say.
Ah, that one won't tell you anything. Much too subtle. Come down and have a drink to celebrate Saturday.
No, thanks, Kay. Not now. I've got to telephone.
Dear me, you sound almost like a successful man.
How long have we got, Lippers? 5 minutes. Till 6 o'clock. I've got 2 nights for chapel already. I get a bumming this time. Cut along if you like. No, there better be 2 of us. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're late, sir. £32.10, I think, sir, including mistake money.
Yes. £32.10.
Very nice, too. £14.10 up.
You're quite a mathematician, Lipstrom.
Trindle worked it out, sir. And 14 and 6 pence. For you, sir.
What?
5%. Cuthbert decided on it, sir. Jolly decent of us, really. 2 minutes, I'm off. See you on Monday, sir.
You're early.
Yes, I didn't stay for chapel.
Not for a drink.
No, I thought we might go out somewhere together.
The Green Man?
No, something better than that.
I'd like to meet your friend, Carey.
I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, you've drunk with him every night since you've been here.
Yes, well, I'd like a change.
Oh, is that what I am?
No, darling. Oh, come on, let's go.
Oh, all right, I don't expect tomorrow night will be very gay, so let's enjoy ourselves tonight.
Who's that boy singing? Shh. No, who is he? He looks angelic.
His name is Cloistermouth.
Ebony, Mr. and Mrs. Winstanley. Of course you two know each other.
How do you do?
I don't think we've actually spoken.
You know we haven't.
Well, yes, I do.
I mean, I know. You must do.
Sherry, Mrs. Ebony.
Oh, thank you. Is your husband a master here too, Mrs. Winstanley?
He's the senior mathematics master.
Oh, I could never do sums. Don't you find it frightfully boring?
No.
Harry's been here for 32 years.
Oh, my God.
What did you think of the choir tonight, Winstanley?
Not bad. Cloistermouth can sing.
Oh, he's a lamby.
But I noticed something which I didn't like at all. The lectern's been moved.
A couple of steps down, that's all.
It's never been there before. Perfectly all right where it was.
We thought it might make a shorter walk for the prefects of the day.
It has always been on the fourth step up, even in Godolphin's time. Goodness knows he was determined to change everything.
Harry always notices at once if anything's out of place.
What do you find to do all day, Mrs. Winstanley?
My dear, I never have a moment. Keeping the house straight and the garden and cooking and the WI.
Oh.
My hands are full, I can tell you.
We've got a sort of flat down by the station.
An awful dump. I can't bear it any longer. I've been looking for a job.
Of course, being new here, we don't know many people.
And now the best I might be glad of some secretarial help.
Oh, no, thank you. I couldn't bear an office. No, snack bar or something's more in my line. That's what I was doing at Oxford when I met John.
It was an espresso bar, actually, in the Hive.
And what?
They have them nowadays, dear, for coffee.
Very good coffee, I believe.
Oh, all right, early in the day. When we squeeze the last drop out of every grain. Of course, in the summer, I suppose there are bags of jobs here, being on the seaside.
We don't go down to the town much in summer.
No, in winter, really. We're very much a community on our own.
Except for going to the station, I haven't been into the town for 5 years.
What? Not even to the Green Man.
Shall we go in to dinner?
And if I'd sat like a dummy and said nothing the way you were doing, you'd have told me what a fool I looked.
The reason I said nothing was that if I'd opened my mouth, I'd have screamed at you to shut up.
Oh, charming.
On and on and on, about all the wrong things. And what a bore you thought schoolmastering was.
And it was better than all that stuff about the lectern and who was going to captain the coats next year.
It was abominable, you know it.
Why?
Well, you may know it to fit in, not at all. Talking about a snack bar, me going to the Green Man.
Well, it was a snack bar. If you think that a couple of rubber plants and a bit of bamboo make any difference, well, you're just a humbug.
Well, there's no need to rub their noses in it.
Yes, there was. Why shouldn't they be told the truth just as much as anybody else?
Because I've a job to keep.
Well, if it means humbugging all the time, it isn't worth keeping.
It's not humbug, Nadia, just that some things are suitable and some aren't.
One of them being me.
I didn't say that.
I don't expect that they like divorces much either.
Oh, you're raving.
And why shouldn't I mention the Green Man? You talk about nothing else at home. And your great chum, Cary Farthingale. Is he unsuitable, too?
He's only the art master. And besides, he doesn't care.
Sensible.
He knows he's finished and accepts it. But I'm not going to.
Even though you've chosen an unsuitable wife for your profession?
Well, neither you don't even try.
And it never occurs to you that you may have chosen an unsuitable profession for your wife.
But you know I've always wanted to teach. You knew when you married me.
Oh, there's a hell of a lot I didn't know when I married you.
For instance?
That those who can do, and those who can't, teach. And not only in the classroom, I think. Oh, what's that?
7:30.
Oh, dear.
Don't bother to get out. I'll do my own breakfast.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be at all suitable for a rising young schoolmaster. Surely his unsuitable wife can do the chores.
Oh, I'll have something up there.
What will they say in the common room?
I don't care what they say.
That's a change from last night.
I don't care about anything much anymore. Hagridge.
Yeah.
Ackerton.
Yeah.
Corby.
Yeah.
Bungabine.
Yeah.
Cloistermuth.
Yeah.
Cuthbun.
Yeah.
Pog.
Yeah.
Lipstrom.
Yeah.
Mud.
Yeah.
Muffet.
Yep.
Mun Major.
Yeah.
Aris.
Yep.
Root.
Yeah.
Terhume.
Yeah.
Trindle.
Yeah.
Unman.
Yeah.
Wittering.
Yeah.
And Zygo.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cuthbun.
You don't look well, morning, sir.
You got yourself shaved.
What do you want to do?
Latin, of course, sir. It's a Latin period.
I see. Have you prepared anything?
Chapter 5, sir.
Oh, very well, then begin.
After 3 days' march, the army reached the city, whereupon the general ordered them to surround.
Brought his wife to chapel last night. Yum, yum, yum. He ordered bring her here.
Gathered on the wall, watching for the
stop them, for heaven's sake, stop them!
Shut up, you lads, you ignorant vermin! Shut your mouths!
You've got 4 possibles to pick out in every region, Worcester and Pontefract tomorrow.
And their form to look up.
So get on with it. And by the way, sir, you never took that 14 and 6 we gave you yesterday. We put it in your desk in case someone pinched it.
Thank you. Go on, Cuthbert.
No, it's Turhue's turn now.
A trumpeter was sent under a flag of truce to inform them that their lives would be spared if they surrendered. But that if they resisted, their menfolk would be killed, their homes burnt, and their women carried off.
Ah!
Who's that?
Wittering.
Someone jabbed me with a compass, don't you? They did.
He stuck to the point.
Come out here, Wittering.
Go on!
Now, Wittering, what do you mean by being jabbed?
I couldn't help it, tell you.
Couldn't help it?
No, really. Somebody did it to me.
Sneak. Wittering. Are you the wettest man in Chantry?
Oh, yes, Cuthbun.
Yes, please, Cuthbun.
Yes,
Please, Cuspan.
Don't look at me.
And don't look at me either.
Take your eyes off the floor.
What are you looking at the ceiling for?
He's mad.
Oh. Are you mad, Woodring?
Yes, please, Trindle.
Yes, please, Trindle.
Now look, there's no need to torment him.
We must have discipline, sir.
You'll be beaten.
Bend over that chair, Woodring.
No. Back to your places. What? Go on, tell you.
But the citizens replied with curses and cries of anger, which so enraged the general that he ordered an immediate attack.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir.
It's old Wally.
Oh, Mr. Porter, whatever shall I do?
Yes, yes, what is it?
A note from the headmaster, sir.
Oh, thank you. There's no answer.
Sir.
What did he say, sir?
He asked me to go and see him during my free period this afternoon.
Ooh!
Money for you, sir!
Shut up! Your turn, Horace.
The soldiers, having formed a tortoise for their shields, advanced upon the wall, which, being neglected, was soon breached, and the city was put to fire and sword. Neither men, women, nor children were spared.
Castle,
you've got to
capture
you,
little
man. 5, 10, 15, 20,
25, 30, 35, 36. There you are, sir.
One moment,
sir. I've got to get over to the maths room, sir.
We can say I kept you.
What for, sir?
A word?
I don't want a word.
No. Because you're a decent sort of chap, aren't you? The others trust you with their money because they know that.
Let me out, please, sir.
You can't have wanted to kill Mr. Pelham.
Let me out.
Who did?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Who was
your leader? Who thought to help me out? Cuthman?
There wasn't anyone.
Trindle, let's try.
Get away from that door, sir, or I'll meet you.
You can't, not alone.
You'll see. Get away.
I'm stronger than you are, tell you. I'll hurt you in a moment.
If you do, I'll have you in the Sunday papers. Thank you, sir. You'd better not do that again to any of us. Don't forget Mr. Pelham.
You'd never get away with it a second time.
We wouldn't go for you, sir. But you're not the same as him.
No, I'm younger, stronger.
And you've got a wife. Mind if I go now, sir? Thank you.
Nadia! Nadia!
Who's that? Oh, you. Oh, you don't want lunch, do you?
I thought I'd come back.
But you were lunching in the common room, you said.
We can go out somewhere.
No, I'm sorry, it can't be done. I've got a date or two.
Who with?
My new boss.
But you got a job?
Well, I must do something. I can't sit around here all day.
Where is it?
Oh, don't worry. It's not a cafe, nothing like that.
Well, what is it, then?
A charrette in a cinema.
Nadia.
It's a lovely uniform and the manager's a lammy. I'm in the circle. You want to come up and see me sometime. 3 and 6 ago.
Of course, Mr. Ebony, you do understand that there's nothing personal in this.
Do I? I mean, isn't there?
No, no, no. That's the last thing I'd want you to think. But we always like to have old Chantrovians on the staff. And as Grimwit's available for the Easter term, we really felt we ought to take the opportunity to secure his services. Did you know him at the university?
I heard of him, yes.
He made quite a mark in the Union, I believe.
Yes.
I thought I'd better tell you in plenty of time so that you could plan ahead.
Thank you, sir.
I've a card here from one of the agencies. I believe they're very good.
Thank you.
Preparatory schools are their speciality. Refer them to me, won't you?
Thank you very much.
And you'll say, well, of course, sir. There was never any question of my staying on a chantry permanently. They had J.K. Grimwit, who made such a mark at the Union, all lined up for the Lent term. I just did it for the experience.
Fred.
And he will say, St. Bumblehead stands for Church and Empire, Church and Empire. We don't claim to turn out geniuses, just a normal, decent type of Christian oaf who can be trusted to be like every other normal, decent Christian oaf.
Normal. Decent.
And there you go on. You will now say prayers in Kitchener Dorm. Turn out the lights on Cecil Rhodes Landing and pull all the plugs in British Honduras, after which you will stoke the boiler, pick the teams for tomorrow's game, tidy away the shoes, and take the name of any boy who has not got his face towel marked with his name and number.
How shall I know his name?
Ask damn silly questions like that, and you roll the cricket pitch as well, and send the under-matron to me at once.
Under-matron coming up. Fred?
That's what they're like, I warn you. I went to one.
Yes, years ago.
Oh, no matter. There is an Ozymandian permanency about them.
Well, I shan't go. I shall do something else.
What?
I don't know. Join the Foreign Legion.
You'll find it exactly the same. Only the dormitories will be called Austerlitz and Maréchal Foch.
I don't care. Do you know that, Carrie? I simply don't care. Not about anything.
Good, splendid.
I really don't.
Be proud.
Proud?
You must. Otherwise, you'll be ashamed. You'll be guilty.
What does it matter?
If you don't care, and you're proud of it, you'll just turn into an old drunk like me with food on your clothes and beer on your breath. If you're ashamed, you'll become a lecherous old usher in a Macintosh. And sooner or later, you'll be run in for misbehaving in a cinema.
Why cinema?
Pinching usherettes, confusion over names.
My wife is an usherette.
Oh, I say, am I talking of the woman you love?
No,
I wouldn't want to do that.
They threatened her today, Carrie.
Your flock?
One of them did. Think he meant it too, but I didn't care.
Not even if they pushed her over the cliff like they did Pelham?
No, I'd...
Be glad?
Not glad, no. Indifferent.
That makes you very strong. I wonder who they'll turn on now.
Agri!
Yeah?
Yeah. Orby.
Yeah.
Bungabine.
Yeah.
Cloister Mouth.
Yeah.
Cuffbun.
Yeah.
Hog.
Yeah.
Lipstrub.
Yeah.
Mud.
Yeah.
Muffet.
Yeah.
Mun Major.
Yeah.
Aureus Root. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Turkew.
Yeah.
Trindle.
Yeah.
Unmun.
Yeah.
Wittering.
Yeah.
And I go.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, what?
Good morning. Not very bright this morning, sir.
Too much beer last night. Too much of something. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, by the way, Terhue.
Sir?
Money you gave me yesterday.
The state money, sir?
Yes, I've still got it. Here you are.
Oh, no, sir. You keep that until after the races this afternoon. In case we go down. Haven't you got the bet yet, though?
No.
Oh, you can do that at lunchtime.
No, I can't be bothered.
But, sir... That was part of our modus vivendi.
Your modus vivendi, Cuthbert, but not mine.
Oh, yes, sir, yours too.
Just as you like, Turhue.
What about teaching him a little lesson?
Average, stand by the door.
Come on, Lippers, go on, Turhue.
No. Do you see this ruler? It's a good, solid piece of ebony.
Ebony is ebony.
And I will lay out the first one of you that touches me.
You'll be head up.
Yes, Turhue. You'll be knocked cold.
You don't want to forget what I said yesterday.
I haven't.
I meant it.
I know.
We're wasting our time like this. Let's get on with the period. History, sir.
Yes.
It's time you had a short test paper.
Is it? Or carry on then?
No, sir. You give it to us. Questions, sir?
I can't be bothered.
Too tired after all that beer.
Shut up, Bungers.
Shut up yourself.
Bungabine.
Oh, give me your ebony, Mr. Ebony.
Shut up! What are you laughing for, Whittling?
Me, Clostermouth? I was laughing.
Yes, he was. Weren't you? Weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Because it's a half-wit. Let's get on. Are you on strike, sir?
No, I just can't be bothered with you anymore.
What are you going to do?
Sit here.
And us?
Please yourselves.
You'll be sacked if the head comes in.
Sacked already?
That's what he had to go and see him for.
And he's taking it out on us.
It's not fair.
Are we going to let him?
No. We'll go ahead without him. Kaspan, you're best at history. Use it.
All right.
Mind if I have the chalk, sir?
Don't call him sir. He's on strike.
You ought to call Kaspan, sir, if he's teaching us.
Pay attention then, those who want to.
Oh, sir. Please, sir. Can I be excused, please, sir?
First question. The date of the Battle of Tewkesbury.
Sir, please. Can I, sir?
Two. Who was known as the Kingmaker?
Oh, sir.
Shut up.
But, sir.
Stale joke, Bungabine.
Oh, shut your Christ-up mouth.
What are you laughing at, Wittering?
Bungabine's joke.
What joke?
The one you made just now.
I ask the excuse, that's all.
Do you really think that's funny, Wittering?
No, Caspian.
Call him sir.
No, sir.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me either.
Shut your eyes.
Now come out here.
If I'd have tripped me up. You were sitting, Lipstrop. I couldn't have.
Get up.
Pull him up.
Not like that. Down again.
Again.
Down again. Up.
Down.
And I sat there and watched them. And the boy's comb fell out of his pocket. And his pen. And all his letters from home. And he kicked them around the room.
You must have felt like a Roman emperor. Fred!
I felt as though I wasn't there at all. As though they were on the outside of a window. They seemed to feel the same about me.
You'd abdicated.
None of it seemed to matter, Karen. It should.
Ah, now beware, beware. The flashing eye, the floating hair of guilt is at your heels. One thing at any rate, you'll soon find out their leader now.
Why?
Because you'll have to lead them.
Oh, glass. Who is it? Is it you, John?
No.
Oh, hello. Your boy's from school, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid my husband's out. Come in, though. He may be back. You wouldn't have found me in it. Tuesday's my evening off. I work on Sundays, you see. Sit down. You caught me washing my hair. You won't mind, will you?
No, that's all right.
Oh, what are your names?
Mine's Lipstrop.
Oh, can't call you that. Haven't you got another one?
Stanley.
I do.
I'm John Turchill.
My husband's name's John.
Oh, yes? Mm. Are you all alone here?
Yes. There's a flat below, but they're out. Ooh, these trains make a noise.
Yes, they do, rather.
You smoke?
Oh. Thanks. Thanks.
I don't expect you're allowed to in school, are you?
Well, no.
It's easier to light if you hold it in your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't know you were allowed out of college as late as this.
We aren't, really.
You must have wanted to see my husband very badly, then.
Well, as a matter of fact, it wasn't exactly him we wanted to see.
There's no one else here, except me.
No, that's right. But we did want to see him in a way.
Well, I doubt if he'll be back before 10.
We'd better push off.
Oh, no, don't do that. Let me give you some coffee or glass of beer or something.
No. No, we must go, really.
We may get into trouble.
Oh, dear. I wouldn't want that. Well, can I give my husband a message?
No, thank you. It doesn't matter. We'll see him tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll tell him you called.
Mrs. Ebony?
Yes?
Oh, nothing. Doesn't really matter.
Come on, Lippers.
Perhaps you'd better put your cigarettes out before you go. Here's an ashtray.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Oh, sure. What a dangerous-looking knife to keep up your sleeve.
Sorry.
I hope it hasn't scratched the floor.
It looks terribly sharp. You want to be careful.
Yes, I must. I'm sorry. We must go. Mm.
Yes, we must. Good night.
Good night, Stanley.
Good night, Mrs. Ebony.
Here.
Cuthbun.
Here.
Hogg.
Here.
Lidstrup.
Here.
Mudd.
Here.
Muffet.
Here.
Mun Major.
Here.
Oris.
Here.
Root.
Here.
Terhue.
Here.
Trindle.
Here.
Hunman.
Here.
Wittering. Wittering?
Not here, sir.
Where is he?
Don't know, sir.
He wasn't in chapel, sir.
Nor in the hall for breakfast.
Perhaps he went up to the stand.
No, I went up to have my boil done. He wasn't there.
Oh, well. Carry on, regardless. French, I believe, Cuthbun.
Horace, I'm not Miss.
Yes, you are. Your mother is there.
Cuthbun's better at grammar.
Oh, come on, someone.
Shh. Horace, quick.
Maitre Corbeau, Sir Arb Pearshay.
Ebony.
Good morning, Herr Martin.
Ebony, Mr. Winstanley is going to take over your form for the rest of the period. I want to see you in my study at once.
Yes.
Carry on, Winstanley. And at the end of the period, everybody is to remain here without talking.
That is understood, Herr Martin.
Ebony.
Yes.
First we call the roll. Eggridge.
Here.
Angerton.
Here.
Borby.
Here.
Bangabine.
Here.
Cloisterbaum.
Here.
Cutback.
Here.
Oh. Sit down, Ebony. This is Detective Inspector Hambridge of the County Police.
Basic.
I'm sorry to have to tell you that a boy in your form, Basil Wittering, appears to have died by his own hand. His hand?
We found his body at the foot of Signal Cliff this morning, sir. He appears to have fallen from the top.
Appears?
Well, we can't be absolutely certain until after the inquest.
The inspector wishes to ask you a few questions.
Yes?
Would you rather be alone?
No.
Would you, Inspector?
Oh, no, sir, no, sir, that's quite all right. Mr. Ebony, did you have any idea this might happen?
No, none.
The deceased left a letter addressed to his parents.
We found it under his pillow.
I'll read it to you and ask for your comments, one or two points. Dear Mummy and Daddy, I am going to kill myself. I must, because I am wicked, and I hope you won't be too sorry. What I did was to tell the other men in the form how to kill Mr. Pelham, the master who died here the other day. We waited for him on the cliff top and stunned him and threw him over. Not one of us, but several. And all the others swore that we had been with them. It was my idea, and I thought of it, because they were beastly to me and made jokes about my name, and I hated them. I thought if I gave them a scheme like this, they would think I was a base-tap sort of man and be nice to me. But they weren't. They were on at me worse than ever, even with the new master there. And at night, I kept on dreaming of the noise the stone made in Mr. Pelham's head when we hit him with it, and the blood. He kind of grunted. I keep hearing him. Must close now. Pam can have my stamps if she wants them. Love from Basil.
He should have posted it.
Was it, Mr. Ebony?
They should have read it first.
Can you corroborate any of the statements made in this letter, sir?
Can I what?
How much did you know about it, ma'am?
Wittering, I simply don't believe it.
Then it's news to you, sir?
News? Well, of course it is.
He seems to infer that you were present while he was being bullied.
Does he?
They were on at me worse than ever, even with the new master there.
And were you?
Was I where?
With them when they were bullying Wittery.
Oh, no. I wasn't with them then.
You're quite sure of that, sir?
Mind you, Inspector, it's a highly hysterical letter.
Well, these sort of things generally are, sir.
All that rubbish about killing Mr. Pelham.
Yes, sir. I'm sure a word or two with the boys will clear that up.
So fantastic, I should hardly have thought it worth troubling about.
I'd like to speak to them, though, sir.
Yes, of course. I'll take you along to them now.
I'd rather see them individually, if you don't mind, sir.
One by one?
Yes, please, sir.
Aren't you perhaps making rather much of this?
I don't think so, sir. Oh, look, I needn't take a bit more of your time, sir. I can easily see them down at the station.
Oh, no. Much better see them here. Miss Gamble, will you send for Aggeridge? Then Ankerton, Bobby, Bungabine.
The headmaster's turning himself inside out, trying to tell the press to mind their own business without being rude to them. The old boys' match has been cancelled, and parents have arrived like vultures to gather round the dead innocence of their children.
But what have they all said?
Oh, apparently all have said all.
About Pelham?
Yes.
And me?
Yes.
What? Betting and all that?
Even poor old Wally's been dragged in. You see, they're not Aggeridge, Ankerton, Bobby, Bungabine and Co. anymore. They're Ronnie, Jeremy, Christopher and Peter. What they didn't tell the coppers, they wept out on the family bosom. Two of them even confessed to going to your flat to carve up your wife.
Yes, tell you on Lipstrom, she told me.
Hello, will she be a witness too?
No, she didn't realize what they were there for. But I did.
Lucky they lost heart.
Yes, well, I'd have been an accessory before the fact, as well as after it.
No, my dear chap, don't take such a gloomy view. After all, you can always swear you didn't believe them.
Perjury?
But you will. Of course.
Of course.
And they can't really find you guilty of being anything more than a spectacularly unsuccessful schoolmaster.
I'm certainly that, all right.
You have another drink?
No, I must go.
Home?
To the cinema. I said I'd pick up Nadia.
No. It's time for one more drink. Fred!
No, not for me.
No. I've got plenty more to drink.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yes, but you must. The ramifications are fascinating.
I shall hear enough tomorrow.
They're all being so damnably tight-lipped in the common room. No, I did think you'd be interested.
There's only one thing I want to know. Who did it?
Wittering, we presume.
Well, he thought of it, yes, but he couldn't have carried it through.
Oh, they all did that.
Yes, but who led them? They can't all have moved as one, like a flock of starlings. Somebody must have led. He's the dangerous one.
Who bound them together, you mean? Who gave them a corporate will?
Yes, who?
Who dominated them? Who told them what to do?
Well, who?
When to stand up, when to sit down, answer their names and stop talking. Now, who was that?
Pelham?
Yes, and then he died.
And I took over. I took over. I took over!
So you did.
But, Carrie, for God's sake, Carrie, no.
Authority, my old Ebony, is a necessary evil. And every bit as evil as it is necessary.
But if it was Pelham and me, the masters. Now, why doesn't it happen all the time?
It does, my dear fellow. Thank heaven, not in schools. Well, let's have that drink. Fred,
I'm
come on.
Man.
What's wrong with him?
I'm
come on, Fred.
Oh, no,
2 pints, Fred. No, come on, stop that. Come on, Fred.